If you watched Vikings practice at training camp, you could usually hear a constant voice.
All right, here we go. Next up. Let's go. Come on, get off the blocks and go. Let's go. Get off the blocks. Let's go. So back up a half a yard. Eyes here. Got to see if it's run.
Mike Zimmer can be heard all across the practice field anytime the Vikings step onto the field. The second-year head coach is constantly doing what he does best, teaching the game of football.
I don't know any better than hard work, trying to, you know, getting up at 4 in the morning and getting to work and trying to figure out what is the best way to do this, how can I make this player better, or whatever it is.
Making the Vikings the best team they can be and preparing them for the upcoming season is what training camp is all about, a time for Zimmer to help mold his team and teach the game of football.
Chest down. Attaboy. Lower, Zave. Get your chest down. Gain some ground. Don't pick your heels up so high, Jahlil. Eyes up. On those toes. That's better, Xavier. Hey, don't get caught in here now. You were sleeping on that one. He got out. You're like this, and he ends up getting there. You're lucky wide released, right?
Yeah.
Still take your jab set and get to the right spot. Underneath. That's good. Good job. Good job, rookie.
Good job.
Good job, that's it. Good job.
It is the hands-on, always working and teaching approach to coaching by Mike Zimmer that has his players so excited for 2015 and year number two with the head coach. His work with the players and his no-nonsense attitude was quickly noticed and is a welcome sight for Viking players.
Playing for Coach Zimmer is great. You know, I love coming to work every day knowing that, you know, I have the head coach that I have, you know, a tough coach, a guy who's not going to let anything pass. And, you know, I can sense and I can tell you that the guys on this team love playing for Coach Zimmer also.
Whether you're playing great or you're not playing great, he's going to hold you accountable and hold you to a standard that he holds everyone else. So no favorites in his eyes. You know, he wants guys that do what they say they're going to do and, you know, put them in the best positions to play well. So I think, you know, he's probably my most favorite coach that I've ever played for. He's a really cool coach.
He's a straight, honest, you know, head coach. There's no fluff. There's nothing that you don't understand or you don't know. If he tells you something, that's just the way it is. So he keeps it, you know, he keeps it real with everybody. And you know, there's no favorites. He's going to coach everybody the same. And, you know, people respect that. You know, but as a head coach, you also want a guy that's going to actually care for you and, you know, care about your well-being, what you're doing off the field and, you know, your family and whatnot, and he's that guy.
He likes things done, you know, a certain way, and certain, you know, technique, fundamentals, and things to be exact. And as a player, that's what you want for, or just what you want for yourself. You want to be exact. You want to be on everything, you know, and have every, you know, mental rep before you do it physically. And he challenges you with that. And I think as far as coaching goes, that's probably the best way to put it is I've never had a coach challenge me as much as Coach Zimmer has, and that be, you know, physically and mentally. And I think it's been great for this organization to have his voice come in here. And you know, it's also a voice of reason and understanding when things, you know, are going wrong. He's got the, you know, the personality that everybody thinks he's so, you know, stubborn, hard-headed, but, you know, the reality is he's just a good football coach.
There is no place Zimmer would rather be than on the football field, teaching the game he loves. He quickly earned the respect of his players and has Vikings fans excited for what his sophomore season guiding the team will bring. While Minnesota feels lucky to have him coaching the Purple, the head coach feels just as fortunate to be doing what he loves for the Vikings.
The part of that gets me excited is when I get out here and I watch a tape on these guys, I go out and watch practice, I watch how hard they work, and it motivates me to try to be the first that's ever happened in this organization.